Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
So you own the gas station in Vista, right?
What my partners and I own the service station as well as a body repair shop and some other businesses, yes.
All right. Now, on the 1st of August, you had a promotion in association with a local radio station?
Yes.
Okay. What was that station?
It's the station, the morning, this jockey says Skippy and Frank show in San Diego. 89X is the station.
What, 89X?
89X, yes. And I said that the gas prices are too high, which is not something that we can control, you know, because as a service station owner, as an owner-operator, I'm not...
Who are you franchised by, or who are you affiliated with?
We're affiliated with Tanner Oil. And this is a company, a small independent company, but we also do automotive repair. And we wanted to get more business here because the station is relatively new, but also they've opened up an extension from I-15, which is the freeway. And this was the part of my thinking. So to get these customers to come in, we wanted to give away for the customers a free tank of gasoline if they will come in. And this was part of this promotion.
Now, was this your idea?
The idea for what, sir?
The idea to give away tanks of gas, free tanks of gas, to women who came to the window to pay, or not pay, but to women who presented themselves at the window topless?
This was to back up for a minute, because I've given comments to the newspaper. I find that I'm not quoted exactly correctly. My idea was to alleviate for the Californian, especially, the price of gasoline, because the price of gasoline is so high. And the refineries, though we have a great many refineries here, we also have an enormous amount of cars. And this is the state of affairs in the country. So the idea was for the women who come to purchase a tank of gas, we would have this promotion and say, if you will, show your breasts, you'll get a free tank of gas. And this was for fun.
You didn't mean anything by it. It was a fun thing, but you also had some problems with this. Now I got a couple of questions. So the women come up.
We did not have any problems at all, except with the one lady. But this jockey show, it's a Skippy and Frank show, promoted this on their station.
All right, so these guys ran with your idea and promoted it.
On the morning show that they do. And so they come and said, we will check in, you know. So they had us on the air to say, how is this going? And I said, it's going very good. And But many of the things they accused us of doing is simply not true. And
well, what are the things? First, let me just say this, Mr. Canoza. It was said that there were some questions raised. You're asking women to show you their breasts, and they get a free tank of gas.
No, well, yes. I said if any woman who comes to our window, which is the cashier window, and she does not have to get out of the car topless, you know.
No, I understand that. But what was she doing? All she had to do was, like, open her blouse?
Yes, open her blouse, and we can see them, and then she gets the free tank of gas.
Now, can I ask you a question? And this was, is this true? Were you asking the women to not only show you their breasts for the free tank of gas, but because this is a glass partition, if I'm familiar, you slide your money in a drawer?
Yes, this is a cash drawer, yes.
All right. Were you asking them to press them up against the glass?
You know, this is what I was quoted as saying, was this as if this is salacious. I said to them, would you come closer? And they would then press up against the glass, yes.
All right, now we're talking with Rudy Canozzi. He's a service station owner in Vista, California. Get a free tank of gas if the women showed up topless. There were some questions about, what about women with children?
I'm sorry, wait a minute, women.
Well, this is done in the morning. There are some women who may be out and about, going out on errands, taking kids to summer school or to the park or whatever. What if they had kids in the car?
I don't, that's not really my problem. You know, if she wants to put them out so she can get the free tank of gas, you know.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. We want to take any calls on this, Bud? I don't know. But so if the women want to show you their breasts, they got a free tank of gas, even if there were children present?
Again, you are asking me. The children in the car, they don't see what I see. Their back, their mother's back is to them. So all they
are you the only guy that is seeing this?
Yes, primarily, yes. Behind me, we have a snack shop. So there are three or four guys working in a snack shop as well. And
so they could see it?
Some of them could see it, yes. Yes.
All right.
But this for me is a very bad thing, you know, to say.
All right, but one of the women said that you, and I'm just quoting, you know, a lady by the name of Cindy Sheehan?
Yes, I know.
Okay.
This woman said something that I don't think was accurate.
Well, she said that you asked them to press them up against the window like pancakes, and they'd get 91 octane?
I said you can get 91 octane, yes.
And for all the women who showed you their breasts?
I said if you want to push your breasts against the glass and flatten them out, that's not an unusual request. That's not an unusual request. It's a very standard thing. I think for men who go to some of the better class strip joints, if you talk about some of the, and I've been to some of the best strip places, it is a pretty standard to ask a dancer to push them flat, you know, pancake them. So it's not unusual.
Okay. Now we get to the case of, now this is Ms. Sheehan, who you asked to press them up against the glass like pancakes.
No, I did not say that. I said, if you want 91 octane. She said, what kind of gas? I said, well, it's the 87 octane. She said, what do I have to do for 91 octane? And it came to me, it was just a spur of the moment.
So you hadn't really thought about it?
I had not thought about it. I said, well, if you want 91 octane, then let's, you know, let's see it. You know,
You said, let's see it?
No, I didn't say. I said to her, if you remember the movie Cool and Luke, which was the inspiration for this, where the girl, you know, she rubbed it. Rubbed them on the glass. I said, what about doing that? So that's when one of my men went into the garage and he got a bucket of water and suds. But that was something that I was not asking her to do.
She had to put them in. I don't know how you did it, but would you splash the water on her or something? Or
I just said you put them in soapy water. This is unfair because these women were not forced to come in. I said you're going to get a free tank of gas if you push. You know, if I can see them.
All right, well,
let me tell you, this is very standard. If the 87 octane gas, we simply ask them to show us or to open their blouse so we can see it. If you wanted to get a higher grade gas, if you wanted to get 89 octane, then we'd ask them to, you know, to wiggle them or something like that, you know. And of course, if they want the 91 octane, they had to. What is called professionally to pancake them, but I never said on the Skippy Frank show. I never said this. And
but you've got three different pricing. It's not prices, but you have three things. The women just show you the breast 87 octane, jiggle them 91. What is it?
No. If they said, can I get 90 high test? I said, you're gonna have to do something for that. That's when I said, squish them up on the glass. And then the 89 octane, you just wiggle them around, you know. But I think it's unfair what's been done to my business because the people are saying to me now that that I'm a man who abuses women. I did not do that.
Well, but the bottom line here is this one woman said you refused her a tank of gas because her breasts were too small.
That was one woman. That was not...
But you did, didn't you?
I did not say. All I said was, and I was making a joke. And
well, did you call her sir?
I was making a joke, sir.
But you did call her sir.
I said to her she could get her tires with. I told her she could go use the air.
For her tires?
Yes, sir. And I was making a joke.
All right, but you weren't making a joke when you refused her the free tank of gas because her breasts were too small.
Mr. Henry, please.
But I'm just trying to establish, Mr. Canoza, is that true or false?
Mr. Henry, please, sir. When I say my service station will give you a free tank of gas, if you can open your blouse and show me your breast, that is saying you should have breasts. You know, if you are a woman and your breasts are so small that it's not any big deal, then
you told her, I tell you what, you can go get some free air.
Yes, I did, because
she can't have the gas.
No, she's not going to have the gas. Look, you know, I'm sorry that God gave her, you know, these tiny ones, you know, but that's not my problem. That's not my problem.
Were you joking when you said to her, I can't give you the gas, but you can go get free air?
No, I was not joking. It's 75 cents, generally, to put air in your tire. I said, the hell, go on over and get some air.
Because her breasts were too small.
Sir, I am telling you, her breasts were so small, I didn't think she had any. And I've been all over the world. I've been to some of the most high-class strip joints. And I'll tell you something. I get lap dances for free. The women will dance for me.
All right, 1-800...
And one more strike, and I might bolt. I'm going to bowl a turkey.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right. I understand as a service station owner, Mr. Canoza, back here on the Phil Hendry Show with Rudy Canoza, that you have a very valuable commodity that you're selling to the public. There's no doubt. It's in my opinion, it's a, are you bowling? You're bowling tonight, right?
I just here actually. This is where I come to eat dinner, and we'll watch some of the league games before I go home.
All right. So you got a commodity called gasoline.
It's a very important utility, as you mentioned, Phil.
That's what I was going
to
say.
And in order for me to be associated with a promotion which is going to give away gasoline to the public, I have to be assured that the value of this promotion is going to return to me the investment that I'm making. Because to give away a free tank of gasoline to gas up an SUV of the state of California is somewhere in the neighborhood of $60. And we gave away on this day, on August 1st, somewhere in the neighborhood of the promotion lasted from 8 in the morning until about 11 o'clock at noon. Probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 200 gallon full tanks of gasoline. That's 200 times 60 is $12,000. And so for me to do that kind of promotion, I don't think it's too much to ask of the public to participate in the promotion in a spirit that is going to be fun-loving and is going to enjoy the spirit of the game.
Yeah. All right, and I know that it's fun-loving, but when you say to a woman, I can't give you a free tank of gas because your breasts are too... So you didn't even say that. You said you don't even have breasts. And then don't you think it's an insult to say to her, I'll give you free air?
No, not if you look at it from the straight...
But you know the vanity of women, the same thing as the vanity of men.
No, I know the vanity of women, but what are you going to come to my gas station for and to open your blouse and to insult me? Because...
How do you feel that's insulting you?
It's an insult to me to say, to open your blouse and to show me nothing to see and say, okay, give me a tank of gas. How do you think that makes me feel? I feel insulted. I feel degraded by that. I feel abused and I feel sexually harassed because...
You're kidding, right?
No, why would I be kidding? Because if she says to me, all right, I'm here for my free tank of gas, look at my breasts, and I'm looking at, the old joke we used to say, the two BBs on a billiard table, you know? And I said to her, you know. Well,
you made the crack about anything more than a mouthful, and you said that's not even bird feed, didn't you?
I did not say.
No, did you not say that?
If I did, I was kidding. And
well, you said there's an old saying, anything more than a mouthful is too much, but I'm not in the market for bird feed.
No, I didn't say. I said bird feed, but I didn't say that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Olivia, go ahead.
All right. Okay, just on the comment about being sexually insulted.
I was very insulted.
Sexually insulted.
Well, because...
Wait a minute. Excuse me, sir.
Yes,
go ahead. Can I talk, please?
Forgive me.
Okay. How can you possibly say that it's sexually insulting that a woman does not have breasts when you're actually... This whole promotion is based on sexual insult. All it is based on sex.
Why would that be sexually...
How can that be a legitimate promotion?
That's not
a legitimate promotion because it's not available to everyone. It's just available to women with big breasts.
Well, you have Ladies' Night, don't you? And you have Senior Citizen Night.
That is not based on someone's breasts.
Ma'am,
this is a sexual
as far
thing.
As I know, women
it's
have
not
breasts.
Having to do with women having fun or going to dance or, you know, having drink specials. This is having to do with women degrading themselves for a tank of gas.
No, I don't see it that way. And
all right, why not?
Because, I'll tell you why. Women in America today spend upwards of anywhere $50 to $100 million a year trying to get bigger, you know, make them get big. And then... They're insulted if you want to look at them.
What about women who are happy with their breasts the way that they are? Are you saying that they're not sexual because of that? Putting aside the whole life,
well, that's
you know,
what
sexual
I mean.
Insult of this.
That's what I'm saying.
Because, so you are saying that,
no.
You're saying that women who have small breasts are not sexual beings.
You know what I would like to say?
And they do not deserve the
can I say this to you?
Treatment.
Can I say this to you, Olivia? I don't want to earn your... I don't want you to not be happy with me. If you'll come into my service station, we can... If I would like to see your breasts... Well,
I don't know.
Well, look, the lady just the lady's calling up, and she's insulted by that.
No, I was going to say to her...
Are you going to offer her air?
Look, no. You can laugh if you want, but here's the point that I'm trying to make. When I say to you, I will give you a free tank of gas, in some cases that is a $60 tank of gas, if you'll show them to me.
A $60 tank of gas, 91 octane if you'll squeeze them up against the glass.
Okay, but, and then you come, no wait, and then you come into my gas station, and you are going to take my money, and you open your blouse, and what am I looking at? You see what I'm saying?
No.
You don't?
Well, is this for your entertainment?
Yeah,
it obviously is. It's not for my... Well,
why don't you have a promotion that appeals to everyone and not just big-breasted women?
Because this is... You know what? You're going to laugh at this, but I mean this. If you'll come in and let me look at them, I'll give you a squeegee and a Slim Jim.
Okay, that's insulting.
That's
insulting. Funny. How about a tank of gas?
Because I am assuming from this lady that she doesn't have anything to look at.
Oh, my God.
Well, is that what you're saying to me?
I cannot believe you just said that.
Is that what you're saying to me?
No, that has nothing
well,
to do with
then what are you offended? If you've got a, I don't know how to say this, but if you've got a good, decent pair.
That's not the point, sir. The point is that you're discriminating based on breast size. Not to mention the whole promotion
only
is based
one woman.
On sex.
How can you say that when it was only one woman? Only one woman.
Well, that's all the more insulting for that poor woman to come in and say, here are my breasts. They're not big enough. Go get some free air.
Exactly.
And then you say to this lady, come on in, I'll give you a squeegee.
And a Slim Jim. Jeez,
you know something?
That really makes me want to go in. Wow.
Ma'am, I came on this program tonight to talk about myself as a businessman. I'm a family man.
Well, you know, and, it's hard to take you seriously
would
if
you
you're going to have a promotion that's based on sex.
It is
How
not based...
How can anybody take you as a serious businessman when all you're promoting is sex?
I want to ask
How
you a question.
How can anybody take you seriously?
I want to ask you a question. If I say to you, you get a squeegee and a Slim Jim, if I can see yours, you laugh at me. Why?
Yeah.
Why do you laugh?
Of course.
Why?
Because it's not... For one thing, if I was interested in showing you my breasts, which I'm not, it would be an insult because showing
hold on,
someone
Olivia.
Your breasts...
Olivia, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Squeegee and a Slim Jim.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
We're going to get right back to Olivia, and then I have to move on to some other parts of our show, Mr. Canoza. But the promotion you did, where you're giving a free tank of gas to any woman that shows you her breasts, except this young lady who came in, whose breasts were so small, you told her she could get some free air. Now, Olivia's on the line. Go ahead, Olivia.
I'm getting ready to go, but I just wanted to say that I don't think anybody could take you seriously if you're going to say something like that.
To say what? We gave away in excess of $12,000 worth of gasoline. So how did no one take me seriously?
You know, all right. Whatever, man.
And I will tell you this much. If you've got...
Cool.
Hey, I don't know how big your breasts are, but I will tell you this. Okay, great. You don't want free coffee?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Free coffee.
Free coffee?
You know,
wow.
Oh, well, excuse me, Ms. Anderson.
Well, what are you saying, man? When you tell a woman that she's got a 34B, she gets what?
She gets a Slim Jim. A 34C was free coffee, and the 35B, that's it. The 35B was the mint Christmas tree air freshener. But
get out of here with your bull crap.
I'm telling you, I've been slandered. I've been sexually harassed. When I say, I'm not the guy, if they want to come in and pancake them.
You're telling women, take off your top, pancake them, 91 octane. Take off your top and jiggle them, 89 octane. Just take off your top, 87 octane. Anything smaller than that, we're talking Slim Jims, free coffee, and an air freshener.
Hey, you got double Ds, you get a tune-up.
See you later.
Wait a minute.
What an ass.
Very sexually harassing man, bud. Don't ever take after a guy like that. 1-800, where are you going?
My uncle wants me to work at a service station tonight.
Yeah, you do that, man. Get yourself a promotion going. Mr. Canoza, by the way, has been sued by the lady who had the small breasts, who he said you can go get free air. So we're going to find out exactly how all that comes down. This is the Phil Henry Show. No, I don't want to follow up on that at all. I'm not interested in the least bit how that happens. I will tell you this, though. I'm surprised it hasn't happened before. 1-800-449 in this rotten, disgusting world we live in. Thank you. All right, now, 1-800-449-8686, world-famous Phil Henry Show. By the way, thanks a lot to April in Salt Lake City, who sent me I still get mail from Salt Lake City, even though we're not on there anymore. But we did get a new affiliate in Memphis, WERC. Thank you so much, Memphis, for re-embracing our show. We were there, and then we were off. And we were in New York City last week, and I would be very surprised if we weren't on in New York 1 year from now. And I mean within the next 12 months. I'd be shocked. Because I just think the momentum is building. I mean, there's like a critical mass that gets reached where you have so many people saying, how come you're not on in New York? How come you're not on in New York? Until it's like you have to keep asking the question until you sound like you're just babbling in a subway. How come you're not on in New York? And someone either is going to drop a quarter in a cup or just walk on. So I think that'll happen. But anyway, April wrote this and she said, Phil, things here in Salt Lake are great. By the way, I hope you got those naked pictures. Now, on to my letter. Well, she did send me a magazine she was in. She's very beautiful. April, you're very lovely. Thank you for the magazine, which I have hidden in my suitcase, because if my wife ever Love the show. I listen to you every day on my iPod. People at my work think I'm crazy because I just laugh randomly throughout the day. As a matter of fact, a coworker was talking about the gruesome death of her best friend's mother, and I was listening to a Pastor William Rennick bit at the time. As soon as she talked about her mother being fed into a wood chipper, I busted up laughing. Your former naked female listener, April. Then she sent this letter, or it's not a letter, it's an article in one of the local papers. This dude is being stalked by his girlfriend. He had to stay in a shelter. Apparently, he's a young guy, 24, and he was going out with a 31-year-old mother of five. And they even had a kid together, I think. In any event, the guy broke it off, and she has harassed him to the point where he had to stay in a shelter for, like, a stalked guy. And he also is going through a whole custody thing. And he describes himself as a good-looking guy. He's 24 and she was 31. Five kids. Buddy, let me just say something, man. There isn't, You know, I want to say this without sounding like, I mean, I really love my wife and I'm very happy to be married. But for the most part, I hate to say this, I don't think it's worth it. I just don't think it's worth it. Now, I got lucky. I happen to have four stepkids. I just love the hell out of these guys. I respect them. I love them. And they're very bright and their futures are bright. And it can only mean good things for me because that means money, money, money. But for the most part, it's a drag. A, you can't be their dad. You can't discipline them. That means B, if they're crapping the house up, you can't say anything. Otherwise, you're abusive. C, she will always love them more than you. D, her ex-husband, their father. E, you don't know. You don't even want to know. And F, you don't even want to know that either. G, don't even ask. And A, B, C, D, E, F, G. H, forget it. All 10 of those reasons. Because you'll wind up like this poor guy hiding out in a domestic, you know, like a, he's the only guy in the shelter. What happens if he's in a shelter and a woman who's in the shelter who is running from him recognizes him? What are you doing here? Well, I got abused too. So I wasn't just abusing you, but now I'm on the run. Well, but you were abusing me. I know, but I got to go somewhere. I'm not doing it anymore. Am I? Well, why am I here? Because I was abusing you, but I'm being abused as well. But as long as you're here, let me just abuse you. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Coming up, the five funniest television shows in history here on The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
What the hell is going on around here, bud? What? Where are we?
That's the remote from the golf tournament, and another one was the other guy.
Well, that helps me a lot. The other one was the other guy. Do the right music. Well, don't turn it down that fast. Fade it out.
Let you fade out.
Well, you dirty...
Beating up that retard, you're gonna...
Hold on, will you, a minute, Frank?
Margaret, what's going on?
Just hold on. Don't turn it all the way down when I tell you to turn it down. Fade it out.
Fade this.
You unzipped your fly while you dirty...
A retard unzipped his fly.
I don't know what...
Frank, where are you? Where are you, Frank?
I'm in the hot tub right now. Give me some ice in the cutting.
It's at the poolside bar. Phil, it's Margaret.
Okay, where are you guys, outside?
Frank is in the spa. He's soaking. I had a little bit of a golf injury today.
Give me the phone. Just go get me some ice. Get me three fingers of Cuddy in that old... I want an old-fashioned glass. I don't want any of those tumblers. Hey, Phil, how are you?
I'm good.
I heard you beating up that kid. You got to watch out. You're going to get some lawsuits from a lot of these associations for the mentally crippled people. You know, I've been in litigation my whole life, and I can tell you right now... Jesus, I dropped the phone. I can tell you. Oh, that's... Thank you, dear.
Here's the ice in the old-fashioned glass.
She gives me the kid's tumblers.
Well, you can't be serving a guy Cuddy and ice in a tumbler.
Did you hear that,
honey? What?
He said you can't serve me. Oh, Fred.
Could you get the phone up to your mouth?
Sorry. Put what in my mouth? Hey, Margaret, he asked me to put something in my mouth.
Hey, Frank.
Hold on, I'm just having a good time with you, son. How are you tonight?
I'm good, Frank. How are you?
Son, I'm vertical. That's about all I could tell you. I'm vertical.
Well, listen, I just wanted to get you on and tell you wanted me to report to you when I got back from New York.
I'm telling you, New York, I agree with everything you say about New York. It's a great city. Hold on for a minute. There you go.
There's the bottle.
Good. That's what she should have done in the first place.
What did she do?
She brought me the whole God-loving bottle. I told her I want the bottle. And I'm always having to get, you know, because I'll put away two cutties before I even get my underwear off in here.
I understand.
Anyway, Phil, how'd you do in New York? What did you do?
Well, we went and saw some plays. I know you're a former producer.
Oh, really? What did you see?
We saw a great play called Pillow Man with Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, she's great, isn't she?
Who?
Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, he's great. He's great. And can you hold on? Can I get Margaret for a second?
You want it, Mark? I thought we were on the radio.
We are. Just let me talk to her.
He wants you.
Yes, sir.
He said, I said Jeff Goldblum, and he said she's great.
It's the gender confusion.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right.
You want me?
What's the problem?
Nothing, nothing. I saw Jeff Goldblum, and yeah, he's great, and...
Who else was in it besides Goldblum? I know Goldblum. I've known him for a long time. He's a talented young man, and I even wanted to hire him for a picture that we were producing. But apparently the wife didn't want it. He said that he could not allow her to be in that movie at the time because he was managing her career.
Who was?
Jeff Goldblum's wife was managing her career.
Jeff Goldblum's wife was managing her career?
Yes.
Her career, not his.
Right. Why would she I don't understand why, you know, if you're asking her to manage her own career, that's why she has a manager.
Who?
Jeff Goldblum. Jesus, are you stupid or something? What is it?
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
I'm talking about Jeff Goldblum, right? Does she have a manager?
Who?
Goldblum. Does she have a manager?
Yes, she has a he has a manager.
Who?
Jeff Goldblum has a manager. Let me talk to Margaret.
Let me tell you something. I got better things to do with my life than to sit here and talk to some guy who's obviously having some kind of an LSD flashback. I know it. Christ Almighty, I know the signs.
Here. He knows the signs.
He has a gender confusion issue, and...
I know, but I can't understand when I said I went and I saw Jeff Goldblum, and he goes, she's great.
Yes! He is great.
All right. Frank?
Yeah.
Jeff Goldblum was great, and so was Billy Crudup.
Billy Crudup is wonderful, although she's just starting her career, you know. And by the way, Billy Crudup, you know, she married apparently she married a lesbian, okay? And I find that funny that she would marry a lesbian because she is not the kind of person that would marry an actor, right?
Billy Crudup, the lesbian that Billy Crudup married is an actor?
No, oh, my God. Billy Crudup married a lesbian, all right?
Yes.
She married a lesbian.
Right.
Now, the lesbian that she married, she's not necessarily somebody known to marry other actors. You understand what I'm saying?
Who did he marry?
Who?
Billy Crudup.
She married Ellen DeGeneres.
Billy Crudup married Ellen DeGeneres?
Yes.
Why are you calling Ellen DeGeneres she?
Because she's a lesbian. Come here.
What's wrong, Phil?
I don't understand what he's saying. How come Ellen DeGeneres is a she, and every other broad he talks about is a he?
Because Ellen DeGeneres is a lesbian.
Oh, I see. So that means that she's actually a guy, which therefore makes her a she.
Yes. Let me ask you something, Phil. Seriously, is there a history of mercury poisoning in your...
Just give him the phone back.
You know, you're trying my patience, okay? So she marries this lesbian, right?
Right. Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah. And so this is before she split up with Anne Heche. You know she was with Anne Heche.
Yes.
And he took off on her.
Who did?
Anne Heche did.
Anne Heche is who?
Anne Heche took off on him.
On who?
On Ellen DeGeneres.
Aha! She's a woman, isn't she?
Oh, boy. Yeah? He's a woman. Goodbye.
Wait a minute.
You're a jackball. Where's the cutty and where's the ice, you whore?
Frank, don't, no, Frank, please. Ow!
Get me the ice.
Is he beating her?
I think so. On account of you.
What did I do that was wrong? First of all, Ellen DeGeneres is not a he. She's a she because she's a lesbian. Billy Crudup is a she because I guess she's just a regular he.
What are you, stupid or something? You sound like you're all retarded and everything. You're all in a heap.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
The biggest retard I've ever talked to, and if I ever...
God, get out of here. I'm a retard. 1-800-449-8686. Go ahead, Lloyd. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. I was listening to you speaking about seeing Harvey Fierstein on the Fiddler, fiddling on the roof.
Fiddler on the Roof?
Yes. And are you, Mr. Henry, I'm not familiar with your program. Are you gay or do you, are you?
No, sir, I'm not gay.
All right. You're aware that Mr. Fierstein is gay? You're aware of that?
Yes, I am.
Uh-huh. And a very beloved classic such as Fiddling Himself. Well, he wasn't fiddling himself, but you can understand how he'd make that mistake. Feeling me on...
Fiddler on the Roof.
Why are you speaking to me like that?
Because I just talked to a guy who made me angry.
Well, I'm not the one that made you angry, am I?
Well, you're calling it Fiddling Himself on the Roof. It's called Fiddler on the Roof with Harvey Fierstein. It was pretty damn good.
And you're not gay?
No, I'm not gay. Why do I have to be gay?
Are you a fellow traveler?
Am I a what?
A fellow traveler.
A fellow traveler of what?
Of the gay and lesbian... Jesus, you are stupid. Get me another cutty.
Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.